Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, Hurricane Dorian made a direct hit on the Abaco Islands and Grand Bahama more than a week ago. The slow-moving hurricane was the most powerful storm on record to strike the Bahamas, and that storm left many with nothing. Bahamian officials are trying to get help to those folks, but there are limitations. Here in South Florida, a half dozen fishermen wanted to help, and they felt that maybe the Bahamian government was moving too slow. They wanted to take matters in their own hands. We've heard these stories. People who are not waiting, they want to get help, and they got the means to get it there, and they're going to do it. Well, by Friday, on the first week of September, professional fisherman Tim Maddock and a fishing team did take some stuff out to those in need, and he joins me now. Tim, thanks so much. I really appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
Tell me at what point did you, because let's clarify, you went with a team of people. It wasn't just you by yourself. You went with a team of people on a boat, right?
Right.
Whose boat was it, by the way?
My next door neighbor, Danny Massa, another fishing team from the fishing community. Their boat's called D&D Fishing Team.
Yeah.
We were watching this storm, you know, are we going to get it? We knew the Bahamas were going to get it. So, you know, it was the quick shift from, okay, we're in the clear, to now we got to help these people.
Yeah. You've been a fisherman, by the way, a long time.
Yes.
And you know the Bahamas really well.
Yes.
You got a lot of friends over there?
Not so much, more in Lakaya than like the Abacos.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of friends that spend a lot of time in the Abacos and, you know, Marsh Harbor and all that. They've got houses there, a lot of good friends there. So through that whole stretch of islands, you know, there's a lot of friends, a lot of family, you know, a lot of memories that you keep seeing people on, you know, social media talking about the memories. And, you know, that's kind of what in our world, you know, got us going. And, you know, we got to help these people as fast as we can.
Yeah. When did that conversation start? Like, all right, guys, let's go. We got to send some stuff. We got to help.
I would say, I mean, obviously we were talking about, you know, as soon as the smoke clears, we're out of here, you know, we're going to go help. And I think that went in a fast forward. It went from Tuesday, Wednesday talking about it to, okay, we're on our way to Costco. We're on our way to Lowe's. We're on our way to Home Depot, you know, Walmart to get whatever we, you know, this was, I think, before all the donations were made, all the contributions were made, where now on every corner there's a stack of stuff to bring over there.
Right.
You know, water, food, you know, medical supplies. And it was, you know, Thursday night, let's just go get as much stuff as we can fit on the boat. And we did. And Friday morning, you know, we took off for the first run. The weather was awesome, you know, thank God. So it was a nice crossing and, you know, didn't really know what to expect. You know, we knew we wanted to get this stuff in the right hands.
Yeah.
There was already people talking about the cruise ships going and, you know, but that's a whole process. How do you get stuff from a cruise ship to the Bahamas where the roads are blocked and the you know, there's no transportation means. And, you know, so that's a whole nother story. But, you know, we wanted to get there. We wanted to go to the harbors that we knew, to the docks that we knew, to the people that we knew, and physically give the stuff to them.
You know, I mean, I haven't been there, but all I've seen are just all these photos online, and it's so sad. But I'm wondering, like, when you got there, where are you docking? How are you getting in? Because it looked like everything was just destroyed.
That's more, again, out to the east,
okay.
And in the Abacos, and in Freeport in Lakaya. In fact, I was telling some of the other people, when we were running down the coastline before we come into Port Lakaya, it didn't even look like there was a storm there.
Wow.
So not knowing what to expect and then seeing everything look like a normal Friday, so to speak. And, you know, we came into the cut and it was the same thing. Still, for the most part, looked normal. A couple broken docks and, you know, it was way more from storm surge than from wind, the damage that we saw. Mm. So, but we knew there was more than what we were seeing, you know, so we got in there, we went to, you know, some of the docks that we had arranged with people, you know, to get stuff to them, and they were going to transport it out east, you know, which was where the worst stuff was.
Yeah.
That was the first trip. And then the second trip, we met the guys there as well. And my buddy who has a house in Lakaya, his neighbor didn't have anything. The flood wiped everything out. She's a local Bahamian and she needed Pampers and flip-flops and, you know, first aid stuff and all that stuff for kids. And we made you know, we made a bunch of stuff for her that we dropped off to her, and then we got in a truck and drove around a little bit, and that's when we really saw what, again, nothing like they got out east or in the Abacos, but that's when we saw what, depending on who you listen to, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet of storm surge. You know, we walked through a couple of houses, and it was, these are concrete houses. Right. You know, Freeport, there's a little bit more money.
Yeah.
So they're concrete houses, and they were still just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I heard stories of people, like, because the water came in, filled it all the way up to the ceiling. They had to climb up on the roof just to get away from that. And then you bring the, you deliver the goods, and then what, it was just a get right back and make more trips?
That's what we did. That's, you know, again, Friday we were, we saw a couple boats coming and going across, but very few. You heard on social media that Saturday was going to be the day when, you know, less people are working and whatnot. So Friday we pretty much dropped off and turned around and came home. You know, didn't really get on land much at all, just on the seawall and the dock to unload. You know, shook everybody's hands. Everybody was extremely grateful. And then, you know, Saturday we met with the same people. They told us how much of a hit a bunch of the stuff was that they got out, you know, the flip-flops. We went to Walmart, bought 150 pairs of flip-flops and handed them out. And you know, it's everything washed away. They got no shoes.
Right.
They can't even start to walk around with all the debris and everything. So it was all this stuff like that that we know got to the right people, was a big hit, and it was doing something.
You know, and yeah, because you bring it in, and I know that I've been trying to get answers to this from different people. Like, supplies come in, and then to make sure it gets to the right people, like, you're giving it to somebody, they're taking it. You know, do you know where it's going?
With what we were doing, yes.
Okay.
Because we know the people that we were giving it to.
Gotcha.
We're all on the same team. You know, they, you know, and again, here's some water for you. Here's some Gatorades for your family. You know, this has got to get distributed. And we were getting texts the whole Friday night from these guys. Man, you know, these people, we couldn't get any further than this because of the, you know, the roads are damaged, or, you know, debris blocking the roads. And then by Saturday, they must have cleared it up a little bit, because they were telling us they could get further, you know, and get stuff to more people. So we weren't, you know, we were as confident as you can get that it was getting to the right people.
Again, I'm talking with Tim Maddock. He's a professional fisherman, and he went with a fishing team. He's taken a couple of trips there to the Bahamas to get supplies to people. And we've been hearing again about a lot of different groups and individuals here in South Florida. They have the means, whether it's a plane or boat, and getting supplies to those places to people who really need it. And we'd love to hear from you if you're doing that. You know, what's that effort like for you? And what are some of the experiences you've had? Find us on Facebook or Twitter and let us know. Share your story with us. Find us at WLRN Sundial. You know, talking about, like, in these kind of situations, governments try to coordinate how supplies get around. And I wondered, have you run into Bahamian government officials? Have you run into the Coast Guard? Has anybody said to you, that's fine, keep doing what you're doing, or don't do this, we have a certain way of doing it?
A good friend of mine that's been back and forth to Treasure K several times on his plane, he put something on Facebook that really hit. And he said, if you don't see it with your own eyes, please don't post anything about it. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether it's security reasons. I mean, there was people saying the looters shot down a Coast Guard helicopter.
Right.
So, and we went through something like that on Saturday night. One of my buddy's boats supposedly got hijacked and held at gunpoint and all that. And 8 hours later, we found out it was 100% rumor. So, you know, we were hands-on involved with, from midnight to 8 o'clock in the morning, not knowing if our friends were still alive. So, what he basically said is, you know, if you don't see it, you know, the government's going to do what they're going to do. You know, people are trying from here. You know, everybody's trying. And yeah, there's going to be some red tape and there's going to be some ropes and hurdles, but they need the supplies. They're not going to make it without it. And I just think, you know, if you listen to all of it, you're not going to know what to do. I think there's a lot of people out there that are trying to help. I think it's better now after a week's gone by and a lot of boats have gone over there. In the beginning, I think you know, everybody was scared. Nobody knew what to do. You look at the big scheme of things, we're on a 30-foot boat or a 40-foot boat or a 50-foot boat, and you bring enough supplies to fill half of this room. There's 70,000 people homeless right now.
Yeah.
It's going to last 2 minutes, but every little bit helps.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hope that you bring it to the right place. You hope that it gets unloaded the right way, and you hope that at least a good portion of it goes to the right people.
Real quickly, this is interesting point too, is it's hard to believe then anything that you're seeing, because you don't know if the story's true. Is it hard right now? Basically, do you just feel like, I can't believe any of this stuff?
I don't know. I mean, it's depending on what you're referring to. So,
and because you had the story where somebody's telling you that a friend,
right,
his boats is hijacked, and you didn't know for hours.
Right. Right. So again, I've taken the videos I took, and I didn't even post them. There's enough drama. There's enough tragedy. There's enough red tape. Let it be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to keep trying to do the right thing, and hopefully it helps.
Tim, are you going to take any other trips anytime soon?
I'm sure we will be.
Yeah.
I'm not planning going tomorrow, but I'm sure we'll be back.
Tim Maddock, again, professional fisherman here in South Florida. You know, him and friends doing what they can to get supplies out to the Bahamas. Lots of people doing that. Tim, I know they appreciate that. But thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, that's our program for this Wednesday, September 11th. Sundial is produced by Chris Remington and Alejandro Martinez. Our intern is Sherilyn Cabrera. Our engagement editor is Katie Lepre. Teresa Frontado is our digital director. Our news director is Terrence Shepard. Alicia Zuckerman is our editorial director. And our WLRN program director is Jason Zapka. Peter J. Merritt's pushing all the buttons. Well, before I get into tomorrow's program, related to the conversation we had earlier today about the concerns surrounding vaping, it was just announced that the Trump administration is now considering a ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. This is a story that we'll continue to follow. Coming up tomorrow on Sundial, by the way, WLRN's Daniel Rivera will be hosting. You're going to hear part of a conversation with Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Mercosal-Powell. She'll explain plans to help the Bahamas. Plus, we'll learn about changes in immigration law going into effect within the next few weeks. And finally, we're going to learn about a book from hundreds of years ago documenting the incredible plants and fruits of Cuba from the early 1800s. This is a National Geographic special. That's all coming up tomorrow on the program. Find us again on Facebook, WLRN Sundial. I'm Luis Hernandez. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.